And we're joined now by Sinead Ryan to discuss that from the Irish Independent. Sinead, good morning. Sorry about that. I'll tell you why I was a bit discombobulated there, because ever since I read this thing this morning, I have been shocked that it has cost me an estimated, according to the Irish Country Living, $250,000 to raise each of my precious little babies. And Shane Coleman looks like he's seen a ghost all morning. What do you think of this figure?
Of course, you might be at the other end, as I am. Poor old Shane may have a long way to go, yes, so he's money to spend out. The cost from this survey is $250,000 to get your children to 25. No, actually, when you break that down, it's €10,000 a year. I'm surprised in some years it's not a little bit more, to be honest, because the concentration is at both ends, of course, getting your child through creche and paying all those creche fees, and then at the other end you've all the university stuff. So really, I suppose it sounds like a huge number, but for most families, of course, you know, children are expensive. There's no getting away from it. And, you know, and these costs can be borne out.
I suppose going back to when we were kids now, I'm not in any way suggesting that you're in any way close to me in age or anything like that, or Coleman here. But like when we were growing up, I had my first home, I think, when I was about 24. I was a dad when I was 24. I certainly was cut off from mammy and daddy's purse strings when I was about 18. Why are we getting so much later?
Yes, that is true. And the school curriculum has moved on. I mean, children don't start school now until after the age of five. Now, when you were a baby in the 70s, you know, you were shoveled in there kind of pretty soon at the age of four. And you may not have had the benefit of Montessori and creche and all that kind of thing. I also feel there's a huge pressure nowadays on parents. I'm loath to use the word hot housing because there's connotations of tiger moms, but, you know, to kind of put them in all kinds of extracurricular classes, everything from dance to football to, you know, theatre to all this kind of stuff. And all of these cost a fortune with the outfits and the equipment that goes with it. And I think, you know, maybe we are at the stage where we're afraid to let children just amuse themselves, go out and play. Now, for all good reasons, I can understand it, but children of the 50s, 60s, 70s had to get on with it. There wasn't the money to do that kind of thing. So there is certainly a lot more indulgement of children.
When you're looking at prices and costs and stuff like that, of course, with prices and costs increase exponentially as we go along through time. But I'm looking at here, communions, which we've known about for quite a while here, according to their press release, this is the Irish Country Living's press release, they're saying that the average at the moment reported to them of communions is between 700 and 1,000 euro.
Yeah, and look, it is these events that have jumped hugely in the terms of cost. Birthdays, you know, communions, holidays even. I mean, you know, most people decades ago just didn't go on a lot of foreign holidays, and nowadays they, if they're lucky enough, they go on a lot more of them. But communions, exactly. Now, look, the church have been pointing out for decades, don't spend the money on the bouncy castle and the outfit. Think of what's at the centre of all this. But yes, families do. And what's worse is they go into debt for it. So we see that every year when the surveys come out about the spend on communion.
Now, and we have the same conversation every year, and people are being advised every year, but nobody pays any heed to it.
And nobody pays any heed to it. So, like, you know, until parents themselves start doing it, it's not that they're thrilled to be spending this money, it's just that they kind of feel maybe to some extent entrapped. Everybody else is doing it. Children wield a far more pester power these days than they used to, partly because you can't give them a clip around the ear and tell them to go off out and play. But those things do cost, and there's an associated expectation, I think. You know, if everybody down the road is having to bounce castle, well, you better have something similar or catered food. All that kind of thing builds up, and you multiply that by a number of children or a number of events throughout the year, you're going to see that cost.
That's great. We're going to see it, and we have to live with that. Thanks very much for that, Sinead Ryan. I've done another 2 years left on my clock with in relation to one of mine. Shane Coleman here he's got so many years, he's contemplating them here, and he's definitely not looking like a well bunny. Thanks for that, Sinead Ryan of the Irish Independent.